The proposal says the Mental Health Trust has a long-standing interest in exchanging nearly 21,000 acres it owns surrounding seven Southeast Alaska communities for U.S. Forest Service lands that can be used for sustained timber production. Paul Slenkamp is a senior resource manager with the Trust Land Office.
The timber revenue from trust lands have given over $38 million for beneficiary programs in the state. And to continue this program, some of these areas are the backdrops of communities, and some of the public is not in favor of the trust harvesting these lands. So we've come together with this proposal to move these lands, to consolidate them, and to move them a little bit more out of the viewsheds of these communities.
The trust is a state corporation tasked with using the 1 million acres it owns in Alaska to make money that can help support mental health services. The lands the trust is hoping to give up are around Petersburg, Ketchikan, Juneau, Wrangell, Sitka, Myers Chuck, and Skagway, and the trust land managers have prioritized the parcels in that order. They've also identified just under 22,000 acres of Tongass property they'd like in exchange. That includes over 16,000 acres on Hecata Island, just west of Prince of Wales Island, along with more than 5,000 acres just north of the small Prince of Wales Island community of Naugatuck. Slenkamp cautioned that the proposal is just that, a suggestion to the Forest Service, and he says that agency has not yet identified lands it would be interested in exchanging. Tongass Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says the federal agency is considering it.
We've actually been talking about this for a number of years, and this is the first time that Mental Health Trust has proposed an administrative or equal value land exchange. There are some parcels in here that I believe would be of interest to the Forest Service of acquiring. As well, they have also suggested a proposal for what they would like, but we really have not considered that significantly at this point in time. But in terms of what they've sent, we've got it. We're preparing a response, fairly general response, and I would expect in the next several months to get a lot more into details in it.
Mental Health Trust last year tried a legislative land exchange, one that would have needed congressional approval. That proposal involved trading 20,000 acres of Southeast Trust lands for roughly 50,000 acres of Tongass lands, and it did not go far. Cole says the latest proposal from the trust is closer to the acre-for-acre swap that the Forest Service would pursue. He says some of the trust lands make sense to come under federal ownership.
The parcels around the communities, I believe Mental Health Trust would have a difficult time generating a significant amount of revenue out of them. I think given the tourism and the attraction of our communities in Southeast, I believe that those probably could be in a better federal or Forest Service hands for management, but the ones around the communities are of biggest interest to me.
Cole says the Forest Service will determine which of the parcels of trust land would be in the public interest for the federal government to own and appraise those parcels. Then the agency would identify Tongass land to offer the trust. The administrative land swap includes a lengthy environmental review process with the opportunity for public comment. Over 5,000 acres of the trust lands are in Petersburg. Ed Wood of the Petersburg Area Organization and the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association is hopeful about the land exchange.
Our main concern is just around 2,600 acres here above our homes here on this steep hillside. There's other lands involved which, you know, increase the total acreage, but we've never had a concern about those properties. But to get the steep, unstable hillside in the Forest Service hands, I think would be beneficial to the community.
The homeowners group formed several years ago to oppose the original trust plan to log its lands along the highway. The trust's Slenkamp says some Southeast residents in other areas have also objected to logging near their communities, and he's also hopeful that the exchange will go through.
This has not been a pleasant scenario for either to some of the individuals in Petersburg or the trust, or the trust land office. So this would be a very good resolution to this issue, I believe.
There were concerns from Prince of Wales Island residents about the previous land exchange proposal in which the trust would have taken over more Tongass acreage around Prince of Wales communities. Craig resident Bob Claus is a forest program director for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. He says at first blush, the latest proposal looks more reasonable. However, he still has some concerns about the Tongass lands sought by the trust.
There are private landowners that do use those public lands to make a living. There's some good lodges up there on the northern edge of the Nakati selection. There's a community in Nakati that does use those lands for subsistence use and other things, and so that's potentially concerning. Also, it butts up right against the Sarkar Lakes Recreation Area.
Claus also says the Hecate Island parcel includes environmentally sensitive cave and karst land. If it moves forward, the exchange process could take 3 to 5 years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.